There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
I want to try to, with my experiences in life, try to help. Call at 402-464-5685 for Love Dr. Bill here.
Romance.
Romance.
Before that, had a sounder that they call me Dr. Love.
Yeah, before that, though,
should have had that. Yeah.
Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked on Valentine's Day.
That'd be terrible.
More words. I use more words. Bonus words.
I've been hacked on Valentine's Day.
Imagine that one.
Oh, even worse.
Imagine Valentine's Day.
Screw up the whole day.
The whole day would be a mess. I thought we'd get to stop and get some candy. No. I got to go meet with some people about people that stole all of our information off my laptop.
You don't have any money for Valentine's Day.
No, because I'm getting, I've been hijacked.
Well, if you want to avoid that type of situation, I'd call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They're Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties. It's a one-stop shop for all things IT, cybersecurity, audio, video, infrastructure, and more. Everything they do. If you have IT problems, it's a one-stop place. Don't stop shopping around for different places. One place, AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today.
There was some issues checking into the Pheasants Forever a little bit last night. Then they got it smoothed out. Don't get me wrong. But I wondered right away. I'm like, should Applied Connect be here for an event this big?
Check-in problems.
Check-in. It's a lot.
Delay.
The computers were on overload. People were trying. They were getting rushed. It was a rush of people storming into Pheasants Forever, and so it was hard on everyone that was doing there. And I'm like, I wonder what Applied Connect could do right here.
Will
be pretty handy. Will from Fullerton could be really, really good on that spot.
Now again, if you have a question for Bill, I'll play the intro after we get a phone call. But we got a call coming now. But on that note, before Brian has texted, he has a memory from last year on Valentine's Day of your advice. Brian says, I took a page out of Bill's book from segments months ago and wrote a handwritten note for my wife and stuck it to her steering wheel this morning.
Oh, brilliant.
Brian. Oh, you're
going to. Oh, man.
That's
wow. Your life's going to go well today. Really, really
and
well.
Tonight.
Yes, really good.
I just mean, you know.
Okay.
All right, we got a phone call, so let's play the open here.
Caller, hang on.
Because it's time for Bill's Thrill.
This is going to get serious.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today.
Can maybe make today a more memorable day to help out with assistance from the stool, if I could. I'm just an assistant football coach, so I'm not going to have all the answers. Who's calling in?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
You have answers.
On the line, we have a longtime loyal listener, Sanderson.
Sanderson.
Is
with the
us.
Hair. This
with
is incredible. Sanderson, thanks for calling in, Sandy. What do we got? What's going on today in your heart?
Well, hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, this is, I thought, Coach, you would be perhaps uniquely qualified to answer this question.
Well, I appreciate this.
Okay, so this year is going to be my 25th wedding anniversary in March. So I've already gotten stuff for my wife. But here's my question. I have two daughters, two adult daughters.
Okay.
One is 30 and one is 21. Neither one of them are in any kind of a relationship right now. Am I obligated as the dad to get something for them for Valentine's Day as well?
Great question, Sanderson.
I think that's a great, 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 great question to understand. I don't think it is so much in a to get something of a gift type of thing. I think a reach out is probably more important at this point in time, like that. some sort of a way to be able to reach out and just say, you know what, you're being your dad, that makes this is the perfect Valentine's for me, and it's going to be an incredible whenever this happens, when you're in that relationship that's going to go on to be marriage, will be incredible. I don't think it's gift based.
Is it text?
It's that.
Okay. Is it a text?
A text or call is the big question here.
For me, I would go with the phone call. I think this is the one for the phone call, just like that. Hey, hey, Dad, and this is Dad. You know, I shoot her a text. Hey, this is Dad. You got a quick second? They have a call, and just that little bit right there. Now, I would say this because it's become obsolete. Don't be afraid also to leave a very heartfelt voice message. Voice messages is kind of went away. You haven't. Yes. I don't check voice messages. I really don't know.
I left you a couple yesterday.
I just. That's 100% not true. It's not true. We have never left a voice message for any of us here in the school. Not one time. I'm like, oh, hang on, honey. I'm leaving a message for Jake. That's never happened. But to hear the voice, and the reason I say that, so I have a lot of voice messages saved on my phone from my parents. Those are the ones that I save. And so I like to have always to have that. So if they have that, they probably have it for a long time.
Delete the old girlfriends.
Good advice.
But that is something I think that would be a bad idea. But I think more of that, the personal touch from Dad, and that's that good. would, in my opinion, be way more than, okay, here's this gift or whatever that's it beautiful. Is. I think that would be the way to do it. And just, I tell you what, now let's just take a step back here for Sandy. Let's just take a step back. How about the question he came up with?
Beautiful.
He's prepared.
Thinking about his family.
It's on his mind.
Beautiful.
It's on his mind.
I handled it with a paw.
Well, I feel bad for both of them because both of them within the last year have come out of a nasty type of breakup with at least my oldest daughter, someone that I thought maybe, you know, I was going to have to be planning a wedding for. So anytime a day like this comes up, I just feel like maybe there's something I should do.
Saved you thousands of dollars. I don't think about that.
I'm telling you, Sandy.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, they're still going to get married, Steve. So he didn't save him anything. Maybe he could have got out a little cheaper to get the marriage to get it done now. But also like that, this is such a high pressure. If you want to use the term holiday, it's a high pressure holiday. I don't like that part.
Dale, come on.
Because there's people that feel. Yeah. That, like I said, yeah, you're concerned right. about you're all right. of a sudden, like, well, what are you doing tonight? Oh, we got nothing like that. So, I that to
take
have
the
that,
pressure
that's
off
a comparison
of it.
Day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Take like, the pressure
like,
off of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so like that, just knowing that, and then, like I said, embrace it, enjoy the heck out of this thing because this is fun. This is a fun time in their life like that they get a chance.
We dropped Sanderson.
Yeah, Seth's going to go.
We dropped Sanderson.
Going better.
It's okay. He's listening. He's
sorry,
listening.
Sanderson.
That was great advice. So the bottom line is he has a 30-year-old and a 21-year-old. The father's wondering what he should do on Valentine's Day. And you say reach out via voice and express your love.
Yeah. And then, like I said, express the how the future will play out in those things. Yeah. A gift. No. But how about Sandy having the question like that? Oh, get another caller.
Another question, Ellie?
Is that a question?
Okay.
All right. We got Murray.
Apologies, by the way, to Sanderson. Okay. I didn't mean to drop
Let's
him.
Keep this love line
question.
Going.
Yeah. We'll get one more call before the game. We got Murray. Murray, you're on early break. Do you have a question about love today?
Yes. Calling for Dr. Love today.
Oh, okay. All right. That's Bill. Dr.
Is this really Murray?
I've for years not done anything for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And my wife last night set the trap of I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Is that a trap, or do I need to take care of something? We're out of toilet tissue. I was going to run the Costco today and get
please.
Not one but two bales.
Please,
two bales.
Bales.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a trap, but I'm just going to say any time that someone says, "Oh, by the way, don't do anything for me for Valentine's Day." They're leading into that. Hey, something should be done. I'm not. Like I said I get the part where it's like we're going to agree on this. We're going to agree on this. The heartfelt note that was sent, like those things that was from the personal note that was from earlier times that I recommended. Something of that nature is something, Murray, that you want to do. You don't want to know that. Oh, good, cool. I'm good then. You don't want anything. I'm good. No.
Go get something.
And then
Murray.
Always go historical. When I mean historical, talk about something that happened maybe 18 years ago. Do you remember the time when we went to this and this and this happened? Go back in time.
Good idea.
Go back in time. Go back to what? Better times.
Mm. In your marriage.
In your marriage. Because right now it seems like it's going a little rough.
Hey, Murray. That's a good question.
Yes.
Dr. Love, I think the trap is really being set because on the island in the kitchen right here is an empty vase.
Oh, yeah. No. That is definitely a trap.
Yeah.
Seems
could be a trap there, right? That just handle it though, Murray. We need you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Love. I listen every week.
That's Murray. Thank you to Murray.
Love the term Dr. Love. You are Dr. Love.
Hell.
Oh, I said
that was a good question.
Calls Sanderson and Murray chimed in.
So the answer to that is if your significant other says, let's not do anything, just still do something.
Always.
Yeah, that
do
might
something.
Be some sort of psychological ploy.
Yeah, you never know what's going on with that.
There might be a third call.
Stay ahead.
Okay. It's either that for the game show. We'll see what Ellie has here. But we've had Sanderson and Murray so far chime in with wonderful questions.
Murray. All right, this is fun.
Yeah.
We should do it. Can we do this every Friday?
Just do Dr. Love
every Friday? Well, I mean, or just questions for doctor.
Yeah, it's nice. And also, I thought I can always relay things from you guys. Also, I thought it's a three-legged stool working together.
Jake hasn't chimed in quite as much.
Yeah, Jake.
I'm enjoying the advice over here. This is great. Trying to be on behalf of Sanderson and Murray
to help,
here.
He's trying to help the breakers out and build a breaker also at the same time.
Okay.
It's a game show call.
Okay. Let's play the game show.
Let's do it.
By the way, that was Bill's Thrills, a wonderful version sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Dr. Love today. Bill. Thank you, Bill. 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in the game show. Today, speaking of love, how about actors that Sip loves? Yeah. You've listened to the show for a long time. You know actors that Sip really likes. And today we're going to focus on them.
8 years into this. I've only been around for a couple.
But Sip mentioned these people.
I might not even be that good at this, to be honest.
If you think you know actors that Sip loves and their movies, call us right now.
I'm a lifeline.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill and trivia. Today's topic on a Film Friday is actors that Sip loves for Valentine's Day. This should obviously be, this should hopefully be a win for Sip, or at least you get your questions right here.
This is close to people, famous people from Pender.
Yeah, it is. Now, hold on. I want to make something clear to Bill and Jake. I haven't watched a movie in a... Well, I've kind of stopped watching movies, so it's not like these guys aren't on the tip of my mind all the time. They're not in my mind.
Okay, we got Jillian on the line. Jillian, turn on the radio. Appreciate you calling in. Are you ready to play the game show today?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry?
Jillian.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right,
Is it Julian? Who? What's the name here? I have Jillian on the board. What is your name?
Gillian.
Okay. Gillian, then.
All right. Let's do this. Gillian, let's do this. Let's,
first
come on.
Question to you. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. Gillian, in what 1996 movie does Woody Harrelson star as a former star bowler who hopes to ride a new prodigy to riches and success?
Bowfinger.
Say Bowfinger?
Say it again.
Bowfinger.
Say that again.
What 1996 movie does Woody Harrelson star as a former star bowler who hopes to ride a new prodigy to riches and success?
Is that Kingpin?
Brilliant!
Sip is a very big Woody Harrelson fan.
He's probably the best one.
Okay, 1-0 leads. Bill's still in play. Sip, you love Sean Penn.
I like him, but go ahead.
In what 1989 movie does Sean Penn star with Michael J. Fox as a sergeant who helps unnecessarily kidnap a female villager?
I might need some help on this, Bill.
No, stars with Michael J. Fox as a sergeant who helps unnecessarily kidnap a female villager.
I should know this.
You think you've seen this movie? No, I have not seen it.
We like Sean Penn, so good chance you've seen the movie.
There's a good chance. I don't think I've seen that one, Jake. I will tell you this, Bill. When the answer is revealed, however it's revealed, you will say, oh, yeah, it's that. You'll know it.
5 seconds.
Five. Michael J. Fox, Penn.
Four. Three.
I don't have it. I don't even want to hazard a guess.
Horns. All right. Gillian, do you want that one or do you want to pass?
I will pass on that one.
Casualties of War.
Okay.
No chance. Never heard of it.
Have you heard of that movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
In fact, I've seen the movie, which that makes this a little embarrassing. It's a good movie.
Okay. 1-0 deficit. Back to you.
It's a really good movie, actually.
Gillian, for the tie. Sip is a big fan of Casey Affleck.
Big fan. I'll get this, so you better get it.
In what 2016 movie does Casey Affleck play a depressed uncle was asked to take care of his teenage nephew after the boy's father dies?
Got it. It's a great movie.
I have no clue.
Yeah, it's obscure.
Casey Affleck.
Any great movie.
Not Ben Affleck, Ben's but brother. Casey Affleck.
I enjoyed this movie on a Sunday afternoon with Trix. It was a great movie.
Are you passing here, Gillian?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
This is an example.
This is for the win, isn't it?
This is for the win.
This is an example of Casey's cinematic brilliance. It's a sort of, it is sort of depressing, but the art is incredible. The cinematography is incredible. It's called Manchester by the Sea. Brilliant!
It's a great movie.
The topic was set up for a Sip win, and he won the game show.
With incredible Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, with a description of it.
It's a great movie.
Gillian, nice
it's a
try.
Fascinating movie.
Nice try with your bag of coffee. Thanks for calling
you.
And calling down the road, Gillian. He's gone. Okay. Now, I think you've told me you like Matthew McConaughey. Am I right or wrong on that?
I do. I've grown to like him more. Okay. True Detective 1 was an incredible series.
With Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. I stood the first episode I ever saw, I stumbled upon. I'm not going to tell you in what circumstances. I might tell you off air. It was a little bizarre. But
now I'm curious.
But I stood the whole time because I was mesmerized by it. I was freaked out.
So the last question is, in what 2011 movie does Matthew McConaughey play an attorney defending a wealthy man who begins to believe his client is guilty of more than one crime?
Oh. Could that be Mississippi Burning?
That'd be The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, yes. I should have gotten that.
And?
I should have gotten.
No, you should know this, but I'm giving it to Bill for the tiebreaker.
Please.
Bill, how old is Casey Affleck?
Ooh, boy, that's a hard one. I'm going to say 48.
I'm going to say 46 lower.
49.
Oh,
missed it by
Bill
one.
Almost had it on the dot. So, congrats, Sip. What's that in the week, by the way? I have no idea. We didn't update the week at all.
It's all right, Ellie. We can do it next Tuesday or something.
Yeah, maybe next month we'll get back as the board.
Maybe we just hazard a guess.
We'll just randomly think what our score is.
You guys were either 2-3 or 3-2.
I think we're 3-2.
It might have been 3-2.
Yeah, I think we were
3-2. 3-2.
We'll have
pretty good.
Ellie, we'll have Ben come in. We'll have Ben come in.
Ben can tally up the board.
Ben can tally up the board.
Then go back to the Journal Star.
We have another hour left.
We do. Hour 3 is next. An early break in the ticket.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.